The temps are warmer, you've mowed the lawn, and maybe even turned on the AC a time or two. It's definitely spring. So StealADealSBI.com is having their spring sale. Log on now and get local deals up to 50% off before they're gone. StealADealSBI.com. This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
A change in the top leadership at Memorial Health is about to take place, not only later this year, but also next year, as the nonprofit health system has announced a succession plan for the impending retirement of Ed Curtis, who is currently the president and CEO. It'll be a familiar name to many people, not just at Memorial Health, but in the community as well, who will take over a little bit later on. He is currently the senior vice president and chief administrative officer at Memorial. And Kevin England joins us now. Kevin, I guess first and foremost, congratulations. I know there have to be a lot of thoughts, I guess, that go through your mind. What kind of goes through your mind right now when you realize that you'll be able to head to the top spot at a place that you're very familiar with?
Yeah, good morning. I really appreciate the opportunity to chat with you today. I would say that I am just so extremely honored with the decision of our board of directors to select me to move in the role of president of Memorial Health effective July 1st. And I am so grateful for the opportunity to continue to serve the community as a member of Memorial Health in our community.
Remind people that maybe aren't familiar with your background, exactly what is it? You've been at Memorial for, what, 3.5 decades? I know if it's anything like my tenure in any place, it just seems like time flies, but I know it certainly has for you. But where'd you get started with Memorial? What's your background coming into the organization?
Yeah, absolutely. I've actually been with Memorial Health for right at 35 years. We'll be 36 in June of this year. And I actually started with Memorial Health right out of college and had an opportunity to go work in the finance division and did that for a few years and got a wonderful opportunity after a few years to move over and actually work with our current CEO, Ed Curtis, in operations, and have had a lot of opportunity to get a lot of great experience in working in areas of clinical operations of the hospitals and working not only in clinical operations, but also have been afforded tremendous opportunities throughout my career to get additional experience in working in some of the business and administrative aspects of healthcare. And, you know, here we are 35 years later with in a blink of an eye. And, you know, I'm just so grateful for the opportunity to be presented to me by the board to, you know, step in for the health system as our next leader.
Kevin England is joining us right now. I hope this isn't terribly vague, but I'm just curious of what are the biggest changes that have taken place over those 35 and soon to be 36 years.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've seen just tremendous growth in just the number of physicians that we now have available and access to in our community, and you know, just the technological advances that we've seen over the 35 years are just phenomenal in being able to care for patients and get people well. And you know, we're very fortunate in a community of our size to have the medical sophistication that we do. Have to give a lot of credit to our physician partners in the community for the level of expertise that they're able to bring to patients in our region, because it is something that we all should be very proud of.
Well, all right, so what are the biggest challenges that are coming up? This is always, I mean, it's a fluid industry, and I think everybody is affected in some form, obviously, in the healthcare world. So what's going to be maybe some of the biggest challenges or maybe tasks might be the better in the near term as you will assume the leadership role?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, as we move forward in healthcare. It's obviously going to be very important for us to continue to invest in our workforce so that we are in a position to continue to serve our community for many years to come. And you know, that's going to require investment on our part in recruitment of clinical professionals to provide the care to patients, but also, you know, make sure that we've making investments in retaining the workforce that we need, and providing a good work environment for our colleagues to care for patients. And it's you know, all going to be about the colleagues and the ability of our team to be able to deliver the care that's going to be necessary for our community moving forward.
Now, you obviously are very involved in the community as well, and Central Illinois Community Blood Center, now Impact Life, the Board of Trustees of the Springfield YMCA, and it kind of follows in step with, we all know how Ed Curtis is so involved in the community as well, and you've worked so closely with him. What have you learned from Ed, and give me some thoughts on Ed as he nears the end of his role at Memorial.
Yeah, I would tell you, I've worked with Ed for the most of my 35-year career at Memorial. He is a phenomenal leader. He's an incredible mentor. He has meant so much to Memorial Health and has really instilled just a really unique culture of this organization that we're all proud to be part of. And I cannot express my appreciation enough to Ed for what he has done for this community and for Memorial Health and all of our colleagues within our organization. What you're getting here with Kevin England is I'm a local guy. Kind of a fun fact is I was actually born here in Springfield Memorial Hospital. I was born in Springfield, raised in Springfield, actually went to undergraduate school in Springfield, and I've raised my family and have lived in Springfield my entire life. So I you know, love this community and you know, want to be part of it. When I was asked why I wanted this role, you know, I wanted this role because I love Memorial Health. I care deeply about it. I care deeply about this community, and I care about our colleagues. And that's why I feel that I'm in the position that I am, and I'm best suited, you know, to lead us in the future.
Kevin England, it's a pleasure to chat with you. I know we'll have many more opportunities over time. Thanks again. Congratulations. And well, all the best to you, and good luck as this transition takes place at Memorial Health.
Certainly, anytime.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.